This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
A New York school has made a surprising discovery. After banning smartphones during school hours, teachers found their students could not read a traditional clock. The kids have been insisting that they learn to read an analog clock in first grade, but without practice, this skill seems to have slipped away with time.
Oh, of course, had to make the pun there, but is that not just so sad? I mean, I didn't really think about that. You know, Missouri just implemented its cell phone ban, or at least public schools are required to restrict cell phone use. That took effect July 1st of this year. And I know Illinois is pushing for the same thing. J.B. Pritzker wants a cell phone ban, but they haven't officially made it law. Probably coming down the pipeline. But man, maybe we need to worry about students not being able to tell time because they just have their phone to look at the time all you know, whenever they want. They don't actually have to read a clock. It's kind of like us where, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I remember my parents having the maps, right, where they would actually like look at the highway system, and that was how they figured out, or we eventually print off MapQuest. Well, now, I mean, you don't have to think about it. It's funny, actually, when someone will sit there and try to say, all right, go west and then south and then north. And I'm like, just tell me the address and I'll plug it into my GPS. I don't even want to think about it. I'm going to forget all the turns. Just tell me the address.
Right.
So we don't even have to learn directions as much anymore. And I guess that's what's happening with cell phone use, where these kids who grow up with it, it's not like me where it wasn't a thing for a while growing up and then we started getting the cell phones. But for kids where this is all they know, yeah, I mean, if you're not, even if you learn, they say you, I guess you're learning how to tell time in about first grade. If you're not having to use it on a semi-regular basis, I guess you just lose the skill.
Right. You know, it's going to be weird if we ever have any kind of EMP attacks and we have no power for whatever of time. People aren't going to know how to function on a lot of levels. I mean, when my husband and I drive across the country, which we do, we take a lot of trips in our camper, we always bring a hard copy atlas. I don't trust the phone on everything. I always like to have paper.
The phone has definitely misguided us.
That's
sure.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I always double check it because you just never know. Or this way, it may not know another way. And it's just old. I mean, old school. There's a reason it's old school, because it works.
That would probably be a really funny game show, is if you had people who had to have a hard copy of a map. People my age, or maybe a little bit younger, more the Gen Zers. And it was a race to see who could get somewhere the quickest, but you had to use a hard copy of a map. Or it sounds like down the road, the other episode for the game show idea that I've just created in the last 2 minutes would be that they have to, tell time, look at an analog clock and actually figure out what time it is.
Yeah, well, not only that, but if you're looking at a regular map, a paper map, you can get a larger idea of what the entire area is, as opposed to turn here, turn here, turn here. That just gives you a tiny little view of the whole area.
Everything you're saying is right. It's just, it's sad that if you gave me a map right now, I have full faith that I would figure it out, but I would embarrass myself because I don't use it.
Right.
I rely too heavily on my cell phone.
Well, a lot of skills that we all tend to lose as you start using the phone more, right?
Well, yeah. And it's funny because, Heidi, I was talking about that story that you shared with me yesterday where there was some study that talked about how cell phone use is actually good, they say, for cognitive development. I shouldn't say development, but to prevent cognitive decline in the quote-unquote older adults, which I guess they categorize over 50, which is kind of funny. There is some good use for cell phones, but in this case, I mean, we do have to be careful where you get so dependent on it. And, you know, you see the jokes about ChatGPT where we use it so much that you forget how to answer a basic question. Someone says, how are you? And you feel like you have to ask ChatGPT, what's an appropriate response for how are you? Because people don't know how to interact. They'd rather sit in their basement and not engage with, you know, 3D people. They'd rather just hang out and play games and stay in their dark basement all day.
Yeah, it's hurt us socially, no question about that.
It's kind of scary when you think about, it's exciting, but it's scary at the same time to think about the future as technology. And we were just talking about AI, how that continues to develop. This whole virtual reality thing that's really taken off is also pretty scary to me. And what that will look like moving forward, what
right.
kids will have access to.
Have
you ever worn
scary.
those VR
no,
goggles?
No, have you done them?
I'm trying to think if I've even worn them. I certainly don't own them. I'm trying to think if I've ever even worn them. Have you, Ethan?
Once or twice. My nephew owns some.
Well, tell us. Are they good?
I mean, I don't. They're VR. It was just a game. So.
But do you really feel like you're immersed into whatever you're doing?
Yes and no. Like, you could tell it's a game, but at the same time, like, you know, one of them was, like, walking on a girder, and if you fall off, it looks like you're falling kind of thing. And that one messed with me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I have enough trouble just dealing with reality here. I can't take anything else on. You know, I don't have the bandwidth for it.
Well, they talk about, I'm trying to think of some of those games that they've, the video games that they've said, oh, it's causing kids to be violent. What am I, the COD or something?
Yeah,
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty,
things
yeah.
like that.
And
by the way, the guy who started that, you know, just died in a car accident last week.
I did see that, yeah. But
wrecked his, what, $200,000-$300,000 car? Whoops, that's a
yeah,
way to go.
I don't know. I did see that, though.
He's dying with diapers on. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But, like, you know, think about if you were to be able to play a game like that using the VR goggles, and you're the one who's actually in. Maybe they already do that and that exists, and I'm just behind the eight ball here. But being in that situation where you're, with virtual reality, the one actually killing or stabbing or whatever, mm-hmm. I would like to think that they would put restrictions on that. But I think about VR as it relates to porn. I mean, there's just so many things.
Right.
Dark, twisted ways that the technology that was so quickly developing, twisted ways it can go.
Yeah. What's wrong with reality, folks? Really, it's not enough for you? Just enjoy reality?
No, it's not, Heidi. That's too stressful for people.
It's
overwhelming. What was it like? Social people just get. I mean, everyone has anxiety nowadays. The amount of kids being diagnosed with that is through the roof.
Where does that come from? I mean, you're a mom of two. They're little still, but you know, I mean, where's the anxiety? You know, maybe it's because we don't let kids do anything and realize they can, or let them fail. Is that what it is?
Probably part of it.
I think they're just misdiagnosed a lot of times.
I think they're misdiagnosed. Yeah. And my understanding is that sometimes in order to get insurance coverage, they do diagnose. So they have to come up with some diagnostic code in order for the insurance company to pick up any of the bills. So maybe for the family, for the purposes of them getting some paid appointments paid for, they'd say, hey, it's actually better off if we just, you're on the verge. So let's just say, yeah, you have anxiety disorder.
But we've all dealt with things that make us anxious, new situations, whatever. I mean, it's part of life. You conquer it. That's what you do. You don't live with anxiety. I have an anxiety disorder. Give me a break.
Well, no, I do. I feel like there are a lot of things now that the kids these days are having to grow up with that we didn't have to deal with. You think about social media, right? Where, you know, you have the bully at school, but once you left school, they were done,
right.
Okay? And
right.
Now it just carries through and you have bots that are telling people to kill themselves and to think a certain way about themselves. And there are more challenges. You know, there's screen. You keep hearing about the impact that food and all the household chemicals that we use, the impact that that's having on people. I've even heard the dyes in our food. That's having an impact. For example, like it can cause ADHD and other sorts of things that you would never correlate with. Oh, yeah, it's what's in my food is causing me to have a particular reaction emotionally, but that's what they're saying can happen. And that's one mm-hmm. of the reasons why RFK Jr. has been very, very intent on, I want to make sure these dyes are removed from our foods because it's causing other issues. The chemicals in our laundry detergent and the you know, the spray we use on our kitchen counter every day to disinfect it. That's all leading, I believe. And the screen time. There's so many other things. It's think about our attention span as adults and with kids. And I see it in my son too, my almost 3-year-old son. I have to be very careful about that because they have these toys that are, they have lights and music and all the things, and it, that's why some of the parents are doing the whole Montessori thing where it's basically like a you know, a wooden toy that doesn't have any lights and all the bells and whistles.
I like wood toys. I, for kids, when I buy toys for other people's children, I buy them wood toys. Good old-fashioned wooden toys.
See, I'd see the value in that. We have the light-up toys and stuff, and they're kind of annoying and quite honestly a little freaky because sometimes they'll go off when you're not touching them.
That does scare
you. Scares the bejeebus out of you.
Yeah, and it's fewer batteries with a wood toy. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, it's true. And well, nowadays, a lot of these toys, you have to charge them. So you have 5,000 chargers, and it's not a basic charger. It's a specific one for that. So sometimes it's good if you lose it because you don't have to listen to the annoying music that comes with it. But how do you keep track of all the chargers?
Well, you know what? I do nursery at my church. I don't have kids, but I do nursery at my church. And I mean, I get more fun with these kids if I bring in a cardboard box. I saw neighbors one time spend 3 hours building a Cinderella's castle.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Their backyard, you know, the plastic thing. And guess what the kids were playing in when it was all done? The box it came in.
Yep.
That's what the kids were all in. Give them a cardboard box and maybe cut out some little windows and they have fun for hours. And
no,
what happened to simplicity? It's out the door.
No, it's true. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's funny how you can spend this money on some fancy toy and then you're right. It's the box that came in that's more exciting.
Right. It requires creativity and coming up with a way to entertain themselves. I mean, one of the problems that we have nowadays is no one can entertain themselves. When I was a kid, I'd go into my room and just be in there for hours with my stuff and no TV, no electronics, and be able to entertain myself. And that seems to be a lost art anymore.
Well, isn't it sad that it went from you don't even have a TV. Now people have a TV. It feels like in every room. We intentionally don't have one in our bedroom, but I will admit I'm one of those people where I'll put something on TV and I'll still scroll, and soon that won't be enough. It's like you're gonna have to have the TV on and scroll and be listening to a podcast, and it's sad. It's like it keeps evolving and getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, and the truth is you can't focus on more than one
no,
thing.
We
you
have
think
the,
you can, you can't.
We have the attention span of a gnat.
That's getting worse by the minute, that's for sure. All right, Kim on a Whim. We're going to do Kim on a Whim coming up here a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.